The clock is ticking for rescue workers in Thailand. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In a moment, we'll hear details from our ministry partner on the ground. And then later, we'll talk about stigma. Specifically, we're going to discuss a Christ-centered home called Engedi and how it's breaking down barriers in Kenya. But we'll start today in Thailand, where rescue workers have been racing against time since June 23rd to find and retrieve 12 boys and their soccer coach stranded in a flooded cave. As of Monday night, 8 of the 12 boys have been rescued. And today, rescue efforts continued under the threat of heavy rains. Pia Marie of Compassion International says they've been comforting the parents of one of the boys from the team. This boy is a beneficiary of Compassion's child sponsorship program. She says the parents are doing well.
They said that they are very happy and they're doing fine. They are at the cave site, stay there to wait for the signal or a sign that they can go to the hospital.
While all the parents wait to be reunited with their children, and as long as rescue efforts continue, would you pray for God's protection and ask Him to make Himself known in the waiting? Plus,
my prayer right now, personally, I'm praying for the weather can hold up until they get everyone out from the cave. That will be my prayer. And water will not increase. And the rescue team, also their strength, because it can be really exhausted.
For more recent updates on this story, head to missionnews.org. Elsewhere in Asia, Japan is underwater following a typhoon and record-breaking rainfall over the weekend. Asian Access is equipping Japanese Christians to respond. Takeshi Takazawa is the National Director for Asian Access Japan.
It's getting quite difficult to find out all the information, but each time we have disasters, Japanese churches getting more equipped, more prepared.
At last count, the storm had claimed 100 lives and 2 million people were under evacuation orders.
It is sad and it's crisis, but this crisis is almost like a call to respond in a tangible way to show Christ's love to the victims.
Since Thursday, parts of Southwest Japan have gotten 3 times the amount of rain they normally receive in July. Pray for Asian Access and local believers as they live out the gospel in word and deed.
This is not a sprint. It's a marathon. After water goes down, all the mud and the floods and mudslides and damaged houses, it will take a long time to recover. And this is the time that labor is needed. And we will come alongside of victims' homes and help them to rebuild the community. So if you can come, please come.
And Margaret Njuguna is the founder of Engedi, a home for disabled children in Kenya and ministry partner of Set Free Ministries. Here, the children are cared for and valued. But so much of the work is also about challenging a deeply entrenched stigma towards disabilities. She says,
some of the family members of the children that I have would never want to be close to those children. They looked at them as something not right, like it's a bad omen, but there's a curse in the family, or they didn't want to, like, even to hold their children.
One girl was sent to Engedi after her mother tried to kill her, but slowly the girl's family is starting to understand that her life has value, not because of her physical status, but because of who her creator is.
Twice now, she has gone home during school holidays when the siblings are home from school, and she has very well been accepted, and she stays home for 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
To hear more transformation stories or to find your place in the story, go to missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Listener supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.